helpless bystanders. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Josh Powell was a familiar name in Washington and Utah. In 2009, he claimed that he returned from a midnight camping trip with his two young boys near their Utah home to find his wife missing without a trace. He moved to Washington with the boys to be near his family, but yesterday, during a court-supervised visit, he locked the child care worker out of the house and blew the place up with his boys inside. Neighbors couldn't believe it.
Not the babies, man.
I'm glad he died.
Nobody believed the story that Josh had simply gone on a midnight camping trip. But there was no body, and the boys, being 2 and 4, couldn't tell the police much. Over the past 3 years, the cops only found enough to take the boys and place them with his missing wife's parents. Josh didn't like that, claimed his in-laws were turning his sons against him. But a judge told him last week that to get them back, he'd have to sit down with a psychologist and a polygraph. And there was something else. According to a lawyer hired by his in-laws, the boys, now 7 and 5, were remembering things about that night.
They had gone camping. Their mother had been in a trunk, and mommy got lost.
And the cops had always had a gut instinct about Josh. So could this horrible thing have been prevented? Well, sure. If cops had been allowed to lock Josh up indefinitely based on gut instinct. But our system doesn't allow that. And in the meantime, nothing stirs stronger passions than love and hate, and when emotion takes over, the law is just one more helpless bystander. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.